first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Podcast Show number 79. We're around the table. We've got the birthday boy, Mr. Sean Miller. Happy birthday,
Thank
Sean.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday,
we've got Jerome Mundell, Aston Villa reserves, number one fan. Is it your reserves or youth team that are doing well?
Reserves.
Okay. They should bring a few through. They might win a game. We've also got Mr. Michael Coxon.
Come on, QPR.
Man United fan, a QPR fan this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we have our resident QPR fan, Stuart Hoare.
Good afternoon.
Show 79. In 1979, Liverpool became the first English, one of the first English clubs, sorry, not the first, one of the first, to agree to a shirt sponsor. Does anyone know what that sponsor was?
Hitachi.
It was indeed. No, Hitachi. See, when I think of Liverpool, I think of the Crown Paints.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was actually Hitachi.
I remember because I saw this shit.
There we go. Japanese hi-fi manufacturers.
And trains as well. Southeastern Trains, Hitachi.
Really?
They certainly are, yeah.
What?
All right, train spot.
You get the fucker every day.
Yeah. What? So they
just
do
life.
They
just
do hot. They just do QPR. High-fives
in
trains.
Yep, they don't put them in the trains because it's. Well, they should. It'd be very entertaining, but they don't. Just trains and TVs. Stereo separate.
Oh, there you go. There you are. Every day's a school day, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Stuart. We'll start off with you. You weren't here the other week, so we've missed some QPR news. Were you at the game on Sunday? Wasn't it?
I was indeed, mate. Yes.
Did you celebrate at all near the end?
Just a little bit, yeah.
I thought you might.
Because obviously, we've heard it. They're obviously 2-0 up. They got it back to 2-1, obviously, it's the 90th minute.
Yeah.
We thought everything's dead. We've scored.
Well, it was going pretty. You would have been needing a win at Man City,
yep,
and Bolton to drop points at Stoke, pretty, yep, much, wouldn't you? And then in a turnaround of 30 seconds, you won the game.
And they've drawn. So it was. Yeah, it couldn't have been a much better Sunday afternoon, to be honest.
I have to say, I was amazed.
But it couldn't. Bolton could have lost.
Well, I was around Shepherd's Bush on Sunday afternoon. I sort of knew the City score to me fell. I didn't know what the QPR had ended up. I was trying to gauge it. Everyone just seemed really docile. All the fans. I don't know if it's because they walked a bit.
What, after the game?
After the game, yeah. Nobody. I didn't find out the source I got in the pub and was watching the United game. And it was quite peculiar.
The fans probably went into the nearest pubs around the ground rather than the guys that.
But it was the people walking around there. They didn't seem happy. They didn't seem sad. They just seemed normal.
Stoke fans?
No. Well, Stoke fans in the wrong coloured kit, maybe.
It's an interesting insight, Mike, but it's not interesting. Gibraltar Cissé. Yeah. Scores or gets sent off.
Yeah. Always the same.
It's now every game, isn't it?
But he's played seven, been suspended for seven, and if he hasn't scored, he's been sent off.
That's phenomenal.
That's great, right?
It's absolutely phenomenal. And he came on a sub, didn't he?
He did come on as a sub, yeah.
Which moves us on to issues still to be settled. On Sunday, is it 2 o'clock kickoffs?
3 o'clock.
Yeah. 3 o'clock kickoffs on Sunday.
City and United are on Sky live.
Yeah.
It's great, I have to say. 10 games kicking off at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's going to be brilliant. And the whole programme.
Seven of the games have got something on, being
really?
Relegation. Yeah, only
all
three of
Champions
the
League.
Only three of the fixtures are with dead rubber games.
Yeah.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
And to be honest, a few of those you think about the dead rubbers, but Liverpool can be wanting to finish above Everton. West Brom are going to be wanting to finish as possible. Fulham are going to want
West
to finish
Brom are playing
seven.
Arsenal, so there is something.
Oh yeah, there. But Fulham, sorry, are going to want to finish above Everton and Liverpool.
There's something on the Fulham game because they're playing Spurs.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It's going to be really good. It's going to be really good.
Might not be so good.
Well, not for you, maybe. QPR wanted to do a beanbag, didn't they, to Loftus Road?
We did request it. Yeah.
The game's on Sky, so the Premier League have put the buttons.
Fair enough. Mind you, surely we could do it if we had the Sky channel with the little pint glass in the corner. Surely.
Some that live events and like in terms of capacity.
What
and stuff
about
like that.
The hooky Arab channel?
They're not going to show it live. QPR,
if the Premier League have banned, Premier League have banned them doing it. What are you wearing? He's a blazer and a half. Dan Silver has just walked in wearing an old man's blazer. Basically, is
he's
what
been
wearing.
On a hunt this morning.
He's been hunting the foxes. Leicester City, watch out. We'll get to him in a minute. He's gone to the bar. He didn't ask us if we wanted a drink. Does anyone want a drink?
Call him, Dan.
Yeah, no.
Nothing.
It's my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty rude, actually. So, and other issues still to be settled. Obviously, last weekend, Sheffield Wednesday got the better of Sheffield United in terms of their promotion tussle. Very interesting. And Sheffield United have obviously lost Ched Evans.
Yeah.
Their other striker, Beattie, got suspended. He's suspended for 3 games. So he misses both legs of the playoffs and the final if they get there. So they've got basically no forwards.
Yeah.
They've got Porter, who was doing a lot in league sort of one before they signed him, and now he's done nothing at them. Chris Porter.
But that's the sort of player who tends to come good in the playoffs. That's what I quite like about the playoffs. You have people. Oh, no, I remember Fabian de Freitas for Bolton in the 90s.
He
never played, scored a brace in the deep Reading. Brilliant.
One of the best braces in football, along with Ramirez at Chelsea. The other issues that were settled, Crawley got the last promotion slot from League Two. And Hereford, despite winning against Torquay, which is a massive result, went down because Barnet got a result. So Barnet survived. So still, as we've said, the Premier League, the Champions League, the top four and relegation, all on that this weekend. West Ham are now through to the playoff final against either Blackpool or
Birmingham,
which is tonight.
Yep,
come on Blackpool.
I will say there's nothing quite like having a nice Bloody Mary after going on a hunt, is
there? No, this is it. We're admiring the... Is it Tweed?
Unfortunately, it's a Virgin Mary.
Is it Tweed?
Virgin Mary.
Tweed?
Yeah,
a bit of Tweed. Lovely. We'll get a photo of it, don't worry. Yeah, very... elbow pads or...
No.
And no one wanted a drink, it's all right. Sean's birthday, he's half a pint down, but he's fine.
Is it?
Stuart's okay.
Well, I think you owe me a drink. Well, you owe me a drink.
Hey, I bought you a drink when the Aussies were around. Don't you ever question a northerner on drinks. I bought a round.
Exposed.
For two people who live thousands of miles away, and trust me, when I next go to Australia, I will be calling in for my pint back.
You can get 2 pints back off then, because it's pretty expensive here.
Yeah.
I got around and I'm drinking water.
He's a good boy.
I was not,
it's his birthday.
I didn't know that.
You could afford Tweed. You could afford a pint.
But you're not friends on Facebook.
I was trying to make as little as a fuss as possible and turn up late, to be honest. And now you've just ruined it.
You've got a woman's hair in the
side
of your head.
You've got a woman's hair.
See? Oh, get that out. What the hell is that? It's
blonde.
Yeah, I know exactly.
That's longer than Wigan's unbeaten run.
It's Barry Venison's, I think.
Okay. So that's the Championship playoffs. West Ham versus... I really hope Blackpool get to the final and beat West Ham, personally. League 1, we've got Huddersfield against MK Dons, Sheffield United against Stevenage. League 2, Southend versus Crewe Alexandra, Cheltenham versus Torquay. Cheltenham boss Mark Yates signed a 2-year contract extension last night as well.
I have to say, going back to League 1, there's not been much made about the fact Stevenage, it must only be 5 years since they were a non-league side, and they're rising up the ranks, not through any sort of money or by running the club well.
Graham Westley had that sort of whole thing about the club all behind him and stuff like that, and getting the players, getting the better players that are sort of average players getting the best out of them. When he left for Preston, I actually thought that they would sort of slip down the league. They've done absolutely phenomenally to finish where they are.
And he's taken like a to water at Preston.
Enormous Bristols.
Who else?
Football podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the football podcast.
We always appreciate it. Take a second.
What?
Yeah. Right. It's enormous.
Really small though.
Yeah. Enormous.
Talking of bangers, you might keep hearing the door bang because it's quite windy in. Do you like that? So it's quite windy in Carewolf today, and everyone, when anyone comes in from the.
Been a great excuse for the bangers as well.
Oh, there you go. Well, we get onto that in a bit. And it doesn't really work as a visual for the podcast. So if you do hear some door banging action, it's not Stuart or leaving as it usually is. It's people coming in and out of the pub. So we might get one now, actually.
He's tried to run.
Hang on. There he is. Again, doesn't work great as a visual for the podcast, but
better in a bit of trouble.
What we're quite interested in here,
just imagine the door closing. Yeah. What would be more professional if we were any good is not sitting right next to the door, really, wouldn't it?
But we like these seats. He had really trouble with that door as well, didn't he? He was probably checking out the bar, mate, like Dan was.
Yeah.
Right, we'll move on. Standout performance from the last show. Stuart, come to you first. So you've got two... You can talk about two results if you can. Don't think you can you?
No.
2 weeks' worth of results.
Just QPR.
You just can have one of your football manager ones if you want.
He doesn't play that anymore, do you?
Played a little bit. Offered the Barcelona job, didn't want it. Shit.
Fair enough.
Too much pressure.
Luton versus York City in the playoff games, which we'll turn to in a minute as well. Sean,
I was going to go Barnet. Great for them. Martin Allen's come in, turned it round completely, as he has done in the past. You were talking with ex-podcast father figure, Simon Head.
Yeah,
all complaints to about Simon Head.
Yeah. about the possibility of maybe hiring.
Well, he wants Martin Allen. Gillingham manager got left by mutual consent officially.
If the season.
Cross. You check that door.
It's all right.
Jesus.
To be fair,
if the season lasted six games, then Martin Allen's your man. Otherwise,
he's just a massive twat, isn't he?
It makes sense if Martin Allen took the Gillingham job because he has a history, doesn't he? This is what his 23rd spell in charge of Barnet, where he lasts about five games, then leaves, and then comes back. So he'll go to Gill's until about September.
Why does that make sense?
Because of the way Martin Allen works, doesn't it?
I don't want a manager just for a month.
Take what you can get, Jim.
The reason Simon actually came over and mentioned it is because he basically manipulated the Sky bet odds. Sky Bet were obviously, when it broke yesterday about 6 p.m, they were obviously monitoring the various forums and also Twitter. So they were following the hashtag Gills on Twitter. Simon Head mentioned a guy called Ian Varney, who he knows and is the Gillingham ladies manager. And suddenly he popped up on Sky Bet as a possible candidate for the managerial. There you go, Sean's in.
Sean's on. Well, hey, if his missus can go off with Ron Jeremy, then he can.
Yeah, it's fair enough. But I don't think we'll get him. Hopefully not. Mickey Adams is in the pipeline. He's a former Gills player. His daughter is a seated gold in the main stands. So I don't care who we get. I think it's the right decision. Anyway, no one really cares about Gills, so we move on. Who saw the Fiorentina coach?
Oh, excellent.
Adam Lajic saw the Fiorentina coach. At him fist first.
I think you did see him coming in. Like,
he's caught him.
And Stu, you put something on the website today involving football violence, didn't you?
The Cluj derby, Romanian derby, suspended after 27 minutes after fights, red cards and...
GBH as well, from what he's about to... Go on the website at the moment, it's the second video on there. Sean's also put something up to this morning. But who was the goal... Was it the quote? Who was the quote you had? Was it from the goalkeeper?
Yeah, they conceded a penalty. The guy's proceeded, scored the penalty. He's run off, thumping his chest, celebrating like a madman, and the goalkeeper's taken it the wrong way and said he was showing the fans, he was showing his fingers to the fans, like swearing at them.
He was in front of his own fans, wasn't he? That's what I thought.
That's
strange.
That's the biggest problem. He showed his fingers to our fans, he was mocking us, he threatened to beat me. He didn't, he ran straight off celebrating. I was sent off, I was happy to fight Kadu. I told him to meet me in the locker room for a fight.
Locker room as well.
I don't think Kadu would get out of his house that soon. I'm sure our fans would rent the pitch if it wasn't for me getting sent off and beating the fuck out of him. He didn't say that, but that's effectively.
And then,
what's
as
going
he's, on. Is it? Does the stewards, the security guard, pile into him
on the way off? As it's all sort of kicking off, the security guard started kicking the captain of the away team. It's all a little bit mental. Suspended after 27 minutes.
It's a good little 3-minute video. It's well worth a watch.
And people say the Premier League's the best league in the world.
Exactly. Jake, who did you have as your performance today?
Mine was your Tory, actually.
Fair enough.
At the weekend.
Did you? I watched Match of the Day because I wasn't able to watch the game live on Sunday. And they had Jonathan, is it Jonathan Pearce, his name?
Yeah.
Who's a prize plum anyway.
Robot Wars commentator. Yeah. It's brilliant. No, I like him.
You can obviously tell he's done the commentary in retrospect.
No, but you do that all the time. They do that all the time on Match of the Day, didn't they? Because it always ties in with the thing.
Well, I know they do that all the time. That's what the point I'm making, but... he brought on De Jong,
yeah,
and
could
Jim,
that be
Jonathan,
the best,
Jonathan
substitute.
That might let Torre off the leash, and he might be able to push forward. And then he had a couple of chances. Went, this has been a brilliant substitution. He's going to score in a minute.
I have to say, from what I know, though, Match of the Day do send their commentators live to the match. So
really,
there is every chance.
I don't know, but from
what I know, when they brought in, because when BBC got it back, it used to be they'd just do a recap of three or four of the games, didn't they, with Gary Lineker talking over it. Nowadays they have a commentator every game.
There's been something else recently as well where
it's just like
so
that's too much of a
point.
But thing is, these days commentators also look, they want that money moment, they want famous line, they want to do the Kenneth Walthamstone or the
John Watson, 20th minute. It was just ridiculous.
But
didn't happen. You work for the BBC, you don't work for it anymore. Take your BBC hat off your
bum.
Norwich.
Okay.
Just because everyone was saying they are going to get absolutely humped at Arsenal. They're on their holidays there. It's going to be an absolute walk. It's going to be 5-6.
But then your boys blew it.
I know. Well, Danny Rose, idiot. We've got left back now for the last
game. It's his fault if Tottenham don't get the Champions League completely.
It was unfortunate. But the way Norwich went ahead, went behind, and then came back to that draw at the Emirates when everyone had written them off to be, it was going to be a 4-5
absolutely
draw. I think they played really well.
Yeah.
Van Persie didn't want to score the fourth.
No, he doesn't. Sometimes he just doesn't.
Sometimes he doesn't want to score. Yeah.
Not always. I'd say they've signed the left-footed German international Lukas Podolski as well.
And
ominous signs,
and
I reckon.
And Villa as well.
Villa looks promising as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Today. Which is really worrying.
Well, sorry, Villa.
Villa. I think last week's silly season officially started when every player is linked to every club, but I think Villa will probably go there. But
it's getting more and more.
Yeah, I think we should have.
We was linked with him about three seasons ago.
Well, yeah. Should I say that about
what, the reserves or the actual Villa?
He's the one that they've been talking about. They're talking about him being.
As opposed to all the other next Patrick.
Who was it? There's one of them. There's some. Oh, I can't remember. Someone very high profile basically said, get him, because he will be.
I've still got hope that Eric Jemba is going to be the next Patrick Vieira.
Definitely, when he's not running people over. No, that's fair enough. Norwich City, I'm taking that. Coxon.
West Ham. Yeah. I thought that Cardiff were going to beat them last week. I predicted it.
I don't know, have you never seen Cardiff in the playoffs?
Cardiff in the playoffs, obviously, but I always think of Cardiff are going to get to the final and lose gloriously. The
Redbirds.
Yeah, Cardiff will be a different team next year.
The Red Dragons.
It's not even Redbirds, it's Red Dragons.
There's no Redbird, is
one thing, I was talking to Stu about this on the way here. If you were a club like Cardiff, not been in the top flight for years, proudly Welsh, want to work out your niche, want to get to that next level, say you can make 100 million in advertising in Malaysia and all around the world, would you do it? I mean,
no,
you're still going to be supporting your local club, you're still going to be enjoying it. I personally, if became the Black Devils, I'd be furious. I'd go and watch FC United, I'd go and watch Northwich Fit.
But Devils are red.
Exposed. He's seen through your marketing.
You've not watched enough horror films.
Okay, Dan Silver's out. That's why he's out. For that reason, he's out.
Say Unite became the Golden Eagles and became.
What are you talking about? What are you going on about? Is, just make your point.
If you were a club who needed to get to that next plateau, you really wanted your club to be successful, which begins to say Gillingham. Someone came in and said, look, Gilles, we're going to change the kits to green.
Well, we are changing. We're playing in red next season.
But you're going to get to the top flight in 3 years, potentially. Really? You're going to make 100 million pounds.
The fact of the matter is, the Red
Dragons.
It don't
guarantee it. What's your point? What's your point?
Than Bluebirds.
Ask a direct question.
I'd rather be a Red Dragon than a
Because at the moment, you're skirting around issues.
Bale would sign for the Red Dragons.
If you were a club,
let Coxon finish.
Really? Would you sell your club down the river for success?
No.
No. There's no guarantee.
If I was a Cardiff fan, all they're getting is a new training ground
and their debts paid off. That was a guaranteed success.
If I was a Cardiff fan, all they're getting, if it's like 100 million, that's quite a lot.
It's about 20 million their debts.
Well, that's quite a lot of money, isn't it?
Fair enough, but it's not a guaranteed success.
I agree. I wouldn't sell United's identity.
When Mr. Tan brought the club, they served the debts anyway. So the 100 million.
Mr. Tan, is that his name, or you just is that a sweeping statement about his
identity? Well, I've got a sweeping statement about him.
It's just ridiculous. If I was a Cardiff fan, A, I'd be Welsh and I'd be in trouble, and B, I would rather watch my team struggle in the Championship than win the league playing as the Red Dragons.
Most of them are going to probably watch rugby or something.
And the reason why he wants to change it to red is because it's lucky.
No, it's not. Because my nan, God rest her soul, always used to say that the team in red is going to win because it's lucky.
Christ, I thought I was ridiculous.
And a lot of the time, she was right. Don't take this out my dead nan.
I'll tell you something. My dead nan would batter your dead nan.
Mum was Scottish. No,
she worked in a chip shop.
Northern.
Right. Okay. The Cardiff thing as well. It's very interesting that
this
show's terrible.
The Cardiff Blues, which is the rugby team, had a lease for about 25 years at the ground. They've got out that lease, which for them the revenue is ridiculous. They're going back to Cardiff Arms Park because the attendances haven't been very good there. Which they're now saying that gives them an opportunity to rebrand. And this red thing is just one of their ideas. But I mean, I know a Cardiff fan, and I said to him, surely if they did this, someone would probably firebomb. Yeah, someone would probably like. Seriously, Cardiff fans are mental as it is. They've got a certain element, but a lot of them, they're very passionate. They're a very passionate club. Someone would work out where these owners are, and like they wouldn't be allowed to get away with it.
Set off the hotel fire alarm, probably.
Speaking of setting off the hotel fire alarm, completely changing the subject, because I'm a bit bored of that now.
Yeah.
Mario Balotelli.
What's he done now?
Have you not seen, anyone seen this?
No. Hotel.
Anyone seen this?
Another made up rumour?
No, well, how is it a made up rumour? There's a picture of him.
Okay.
Doing it. I think it must have been him that took the picture, the complete Muppet. You know he's staying at a hotel because he set his house on fire. Well, there's a picture of him in...
they not clean that up yet?
Apparently not.
Only some kerns, wasn't it?
It's November, yeah.
There's a picture of him with an aerosol can and a lighter doing a flamethrower with a great big grin on his face inside his hotel room that he's staying in because he burnt his house down. Oh, well done, Mario Balotelli. Oh,
excellent.
Is that actually him?
Yeah.
That's genius.
It is genius.
Get the photo on the site.
I will.
That's a Dan Silver promise. The photo will be on the site.
No, I don't think there's copyright shit in it or whatever.
Copyright? He must have put it on Twitter or somewhere, didn't he?
No, I've just seen the picture.
We'll find out.
Give him a bell. Get his permission.
Oh, yeah, give him a shout. He knows us quite well. So, all right, we're fairly unanimous, apart from Mike, who kept saying if you were a club, which I didn't understand, the Cardiff situation.
All I'm trying to say is if you were guaranteed success by doing things like that, it's hard for me to say I'm a United fan and... obviously, United, we've had great success over the years, but if you were told, yeah, this will be the thing to take to the next plateau, this could bring you in X amount of money, there's X amount guaranteed.
This conversation
situation.
Has now given me a bit of a ball leg.
Speaking of ball legs. No. The reason. No. The reason we're talking about Cardiff is because Jay put them as. You put West Ham. Who had West Ham?
I had West Ham.
You had West Ham as
brilliant.
Your.
Both games, they were phenomenal, weren't they?
I thought West Ham would bottle it as they bottled the second half of the season, but fair play to them.
And to be honest, I know a lot has been made of the West Ham fans don't enjoy the West Ham.
To agree, they did bottle it because they should have got automatic promotion.
They should have got automatic promotion.
Yeah. Exactly. They bottled the second half of the season.
The West Ham way, and a lot was made of that, but they played decent football in the home leg that I saw. They played quite a good football. They are going to be massive favourites, which is kind of why there's no pressure on certain teams of the players, like Stevenage. We said there's no pressure on them against Sheffield United. Just got to do their thing and see what happens. Same as if Blackpool get to that final, they're going to be massive underdogs for the final.
Last time they got promoted, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. So
against Cardiff,
yeah. Perennial chokers themselves. Right, Ball Lake.
Nah, you ruined it now.
So you don't want to say it.
Just
I know you're itching to say it.
You ruined it now.
Say what you were going to say.
Didier Zakora.
Yeah.
That's it.
Great. Right. Good. Let's move on. Didier Zakora.
Didier Zakora playing for Trabzonspor. Yeah. Is that a beer?
Trabzonspor.
That's it.
Tourist board is what every country has to encourage people to go on holiday there.
So he's playing for Trabzonspor.
She was playing for a beer.
Yeah, anyway, he got racially abused by
Emre.
Are
you sure that's not a bloody Mary?
I'm poorly, all right. He got racially abused, I think it was last season, by Emre, and he got found guilty and given a two-match ban. I don't think Didier Zakora felt that it was a harsh enough ban.
Justice hadn't been done.
So I think he took it upon himself the next game, the next time they met, to basically let Emre know how he felt.
Which was
a couple of days ago.
Yeah, okay.
So have you actually seen this?
It's bad.
You must have.
No, it's a video. Not
you've generally not seen
so,
it.
Hang on, so you've seen a video, you like it, but you haven't put it on the site again.
We're not going to go into this one. I've got the internet home yet. I'm really busy.
Bless
anyway,
him.
I'll do it for you, Dan.
Didier Zakora has gone in for what looked like a bit of a 50-50.
Yep.
It wasn't really.
So he's done him.
And he hasn't just done him, he's absolutely.
It's waist high. If Emre was jumping, he'd have kicked him in the face.
Yeah, he's absolutely clocked.
Emre's square in the testicles.
As in square in, as in if you were, as in looked like it was taking a run up, and the force is so much that it has slightly lifted Emre off his feet. That is how bad it. And the wonderful thing about it is
referee
gave him a yellow.
Brilliant!
It was probably one of the nastiest fouls you've ever seen in your entire life. He's literally just run up to him and cracked him square in the.
He's bottom. Not particularly gone for the ball.
No.
Heads away.
What's Emre done? Has Emre stayed on the floor or has he gone
for a long time?
Okay. Did his teammates not pile in or?
I think even. But then there's a little clip at the end of the thing where Zakora sort of gives him a pat on the back. Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
And Emre
picks his balls up for him. There you go.
Have those. Yeah, it is disgusting.
Did he split? Did he split his testicle like Chris Welpdale?
Nothing verified on that. But it was disgusting.
Go hard or go home. Yeah. Interesting. Talking of balls, brings us on to the naughty boys of the week. Villa players,
reserves or first team?
Well, they're now reserves.
No, no, they're first team. One of them's a reserve at the moment, but no.
So what do they actually do? They were kicking off in
a fight. No,
in a nightclub after
after our players.
I'm very surprised you're being less relaxed about it, considering you're
that sort
you're
of
in
thing.
A relegation. You're in a relegation
all the time.
But you're in a relegation.
If Bolton win 15-0, they are.
Bolton's got to win 17-0 for us.
Right, the fact is that they weren't safe when it happened.
So.
You got 2 weeks left for the season.
No, Villa have been safe a week with their goal difference.
If they'd lost that game, they'd have been in serious trouble.
No, they wouldn't, because their goal difference was too good.
It doesn't matter if they don't get enough points, Mike. They're not going to.
No, they would.
Finish 2 points below everyone else. Oh, no, don't worry. You've seen our goal difference. We'll be fine. No, you've been renegade. Jeff Shrimps, come in.
Sorry, Jim. But
you've just said they'll be fine because of their goal difference.
Two teams below them needed 4 points. QPR playing City. Bolton had two tough games.
It doesn't matter.
No way Villa were going down.
Of course, there was a way they were going down.
We need three more at the weekend.
That's great. Easy. I mean, United can mathematically win the league, but we won't. It doesn't matter. Villa were safe. The thing that annoys me.
What are you doing this week? You're just a mess.
Yeah, the thing that annoys me.
It's 2 weeks to go, and they've got two games left. Potential relegation.
They'll never go down. Have you seen them? Got loads of goals.
No, there was no way they were going down.
There was a way they were going down. They could have lost their games. The other teams could have won their games.
I'm sorry, this is sounding ridiculous, but no, I looked at league table. There was no way whatsoever they were going down.
Nostradamus over it.
The teams around them.
If we lost against Tottenham and we lose against Norwich. And QPR won both of their games. We won.
But where QPR going to beat City?
Who knows? Doesn't matter.
Who knows?
No. I'm sorry. No. But what
you
I will
Jay
say,
Jay Martin, we bloody well will.
What I will say is, it frustrates me.
More ridiculous comments.
It frustrates me that footballers who were earning all this money, who were playing, and obviously, yeah, Villa fans still did think they had some sort of problem. They were still going to go down. Whatever. Why do you have the idiocy to go out to a nightclub? You don't need to. Fucking rein it in for 2 weeks, then you're off for the summer. Why do they need to behave like this? I just don't get it. It frustrates me all the time with football.
That rant about them not being able to go down is completely irrelevant because you've just said what I said without that entire rant.
Yeah, but I for one
enjoyed the rant.
You're not wrong, to be fair.
I think the pub enjoyed the rant because there was a lot of shouting there at one stage as well.
You can't even hear the door banging.
I do just think it's utterly ridiculous though, the way footballers behave.
Agreed.
It frustrates me constantly.
They issued some grovelling apologies as well, didn't they?
Yes.
Absolutely. Who were the players involved?
Heard, Collins. I can't remember.
Sorry, but no, they didn't issue grovelling apologies. The PR man at Aston Villa issued grovelling apologies. Because it annoys me.
Where were you at the weekend? He was in a nightclub in Birmingham.
I tell you, James Collins got a chin like glass. Ridiculous. But no, it is ridiculous.
Right, we're going to move on before Mike Coulson really explodes.
Blow a gasket.
Just calm down.
No, I can't. FA Cup
final. Did everyone watch it? Did anyone enjoy it?
I enjoyed it when Andy Carroll came in and played really well and nearly got the equaliser.
Can I say well done to Liverpool for winning on aggregate?
Yeah.
Fair play.
5-3 at the end. Two-legged. Yeah, it was. Second leg at Anfield last night. Brilliant. Well done, lads.
The one thing I did take from that, apart from the fact that I didn't give a shit who won and it was a bit boring and whatever, was Andy Carroll.
And do you know what's going to happen now? He's going to go to the Euros as well.
And he's going
to. Definitely, he will.
Ken Roy Hodgson apparently was unplayable last night. Apparently.
He's going to go to the Euros.
Chelsea had like a ramshack back four.
Didn't they? They had a Terry.
Yeah, but you saw John Terry last night. He was ramshackle if there ever was ramshackle.
But either way, he has had two fantastic games.
He's proven his 35 million price tag.
Yeah, exactly.
That was funny. But we need something. We need something at the Euros, and if there's a chance.
Wayne Rooney.
Well, he's not there, is it?
For the third game. The meaningless game.
Bobby Zamora.
If there's someone that's going to have a possibility of someone stepping up and he plays like that.
I think it's going to be.
Why not?
You might, to be honest, you might as well.
Grant Holt. They reckon that Grant, but with him playing the way he is, it's given Grant Holt even less than
probably usurp Grant Holt, yeah.
To be honest, I reckon you might as well take Andy Carroll because at the end of the day, Peter Crouch and Grant Holt aren't going to be around in 4 years. Andy Carroll. He might do nothing.
He might not be around in 4 years the way he's going.
He might not.
Poland's a bit lively as well. It would be able to handle himself in a fight, Andy Carroll.
And to be fair, he should join Aston Villa then.
He might do something like jumping off a boat, like the guys in the Rugby World Cup guys did. He might do something.
If he takes Andy Carroll, does he have to take Kevin Nolan as well?
Not anymore. I think he's all right now.
At least Andy Carroll's younger and will benefit from tournament experience. Because you look at the current crop of players, we might as well take younger players. We're not going to win the Euros. So might as well take younger ones. They'll be better for playing in the tournament. It'll mean we get knocked out in the quarterfinal rather than the second round at the next World Cup. Brilliant.
No, it's very true. It's interesting how the public perception of Carroll has turned around in the space of pretty much two games. The Liverpool fans are quite behind him, and you heard that last night as well.
They won't have things, to be fair.
They've got behind him. They've sort of said, right, he has been playing rubbish. They did the same with Crouch. When Crouch signed for them, he didn't score for a long, long time.
I know a lot of Liverpool fans who were not behind Andy Carroll, and certainly not after he stormed off the pitch.
Did they go to games?
Yes.
Yeah?
I've got a lot of mates from back home, season ticket holders, who were not happy when he stormed off the pitch.
Yeah.
I'm from Cheshire. It's in between the two.
Fair enough.
You're an angry man today.
I'm really enjoying it. Well, you are in a mood. You are in a mood, which is good for us. I'd take Andy Carroll, to be honest. I think he's doing all right at the moment. And like you say, he gives us something a little bit different. Did he drop on Graham Norton as well?
Really?
Yeah.
The night before the cup final.
Yeah.
It wasn't recorded the night before.
He made a
any BBC show, so it would have been the Thursday.
He's getting his BBC hat on again.
Okay. Recorded 2 days before.
Yeah.
Got up and did the Drogba dance as well.
When he came on, he pretended to feign an injury as well.
Nicky Barmby, we said we'd keep you updated with this. Keep you abreast. Sacked for the comments. Sacked. He's not happy. He's taking it to tribunal. Yeah,
no, bring back Phil Brown. Come on.
Someone actually tweeted at me last night and said, rumours are that Phil Brown's on his way down for talks with Gillingham. I said, no, definitely not. We couldn't afford him, and we definitely couldn't afford that. You know, he wants that fancy little mouthpiece.
Exactly,
at Gillingham,
you don't have a sunbeds in Gillingham.
No, he'd get a paper cup and a bit of string. Talk to your assistant with his dickhead. So he won't go there. Right, Dan, Mansfield Town. The chief executive, former escort.
Really waiting for another reference.
You wanted a reference, yeah.
So what about them pubs, eh?
It's been an up and down season.
Have we spoken about Bristol City yet?
Former escort. We've done.
If my memory serves me right, you were going to talk about something.
Caroline Steele. We talked about her when she first got appointed.
She did,
because she's basically married to the heir.
I'm sorry, I've just seen the picture of her. She scares the shit out of me.
She's not very attractive.
No, that's not a great picture. She is fit.
Yeah,
that's not a great picture. You can tell she's fit.
Were you one of her customers?
Hang on, escort. We're not going down that route. I don't think she's that kind of escort.
She didn't work for Ford, did she?
No, but still. Right, Dan.
Anyway,
she's been nicked. Yeah. During the first leg, wasn't it?
It was actually in the Daily Mirror. The glamorous boss of a football club has been cautioned by police after it all kicked off, in inverted commas, during a big match. She was basically arrested for using threatening words and behaviour. So I can't even imagine what on earth she'd done.
She was ranting.
And it was the York director, who is another female in Sophie Hicks, said the Mansfield chief exec, a fellow lady in football, was quite distressed and disturbed.
What was the score? Was it 1-1?
Massive handbags,
yeah.
So
handbags, yeah, I like that. Literally, Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. She actually got nicked and cautioned by the police over her actions, and they think she might have been a little bit tanked up.
Oh really? What an absolute lass.
It was when one of her players got sent off, wasn't it?
Which started
kicking off. Yeah. She was arrested, given a caution, and then released.
Fair enough.
Just brilliant.
And they've since lost. They lost out in the second leg.
The playoff final is
Luton Town versus York.
So there might have been an update. She might have kicked off on that one as well.
I hope so.
Good on her.
Good girl.
At least you're showing a bit of passion.
Exactly.
Right, we'll move on. Dan, I want your take on this. Lots of rumours about Bale to Man City.
Although, you say lots of rumours.
The big story today is Robert Green on a free transfer to Malaga.
Yeah,
lads. Massive.
Broken by the football podcast first.
I've heard about it.
Yeah. Why is that a massive story? One, why is it there now before they're not even through the playoffs?
They're going to make the Champions League, Malaga.
It's just bizarre. Anyway, so Bale, see it happening? Be honest.
Well, yeah.
You can. Right, you think he'll go?
I'm not saying I think he'll go. I'm saying yes, I could see it happening.
And what would you think? 40 million?
40 million plus Adebayo and Adam Johnson. Would you take that? That's what I read. No? You wouldn't take that?
No, because Adebayo hasn't been good enough.
Defoe's more scored more goals than him,
hasn't he? Exactly. He hasn't been good enough. And Adam Johnson, I think, can't hit a cow's ass with a banjo. Complete waste of space.
He's never tried.
I'd be devastated if he goes. Obviously, absolutely. But the problem is, could I see Adam?
Yes.
40 million and triple his wages to over 100 grand? Yeah.
Good night, Gareth Bale.
The problem with Adebayo, if he does sign, and I was thinking about this the other day, Man City have got a hell of a lot of players still on loan.
Yeah.
Like Santa Cruz, Adebayo. I think Dzeko will be off if they do bring someone else in, because it looks like Tevez is now going to stay. I think Dzeko will be surplus.
Yeah.
They're going to bring Hazard in, stuff like that. It's going to be very interesting to monitor that situation.
Did you see what Hazard said today?
No.
You won't go Man City.
No, he said the headline gossip on BBC Sport today was Eden Hazard gives the biggest hint of who will be playing for next season, when he said, I will definitely be playing in blue next season.
Okay.
So whether it's Chelsea or Man City, but he said, I would apparently quote.
Was there not a rumour of how he was nailed on to go to your place?
No, it wasn't. It was before.
A rumour that he was nailed on?
Well, no,
yeah. it's a bit of an oxymoron.
The first chat was about coming to Spurs, and his old man said he was basically looking to come to Spurs, and then as soon as the other clubs got hold of it, they went, well, hang on, no, well, we want him. So it was.
That's the end of that then.
Yeah, and so, but he has said. He said he's definitely playing in blue next
Mike's season. Just gone to the bar, got Sean another pint, and Sean specifically said, I'm not going to drink very heavily because I'm out with the meal. He's got him a shot of Sambuca.
I'd never heard that.
Did you probably read it up this morning, BBC Sport, Eden Hazard saying he'll definitely be playing in blue next season.
I did hear this, but it was the same interview that he said that wearing red and blue, he would like.
Gillingham are playing in red next
season. Well, he's definitely not joining Cardiff. It's interesting though, because I mean, I've not seen the interview. The way I've read, he said, I like red and blue the belt tonight, I'll be playing in blue next season. You don't really know the context he's in. I reckon he'll go to City, but
yeah, I reckon
Wolves fans must be going. One other quick one. We mentioned David James. I can't remember. I think it was you, Dan, who brought it up last week that he'd been released by Bristol City. He did a big interview and basically said Joe Hart's the best keeper in Europe. I wouldn't really argue with that at the moment.
Not really.
Well, he has competition, but he's bloody good.
Yeah. Is it the best European goalkeeper? Or
the best keeper at Euro 2012.
That is playing.
No.
Oh, okay, at the Euros.
Yeah, at the Euros.
Okay, Euro. The best European keeper, not the best player that's playing.
Who would you put in there?
Iker Casillas is better.
Iker Casillas, Manuel Neuer's
Manuel Neuer. I think Joe Hart, he's a brilliant keeper. I would love him at United, but he makes
there's a fair few handling mistakes. Yeah, and there's a fair few squeaky bum times when he takes too long to kick the ball or he tries to do something. And it's a bit like he does. He's on edge.
I think he will be the best goalkeeper in Europe in maybe 5 years, but
I actually think the Arsenal goalkeeper. Chesney,
he's coming a lot.
I think he might have a playing in goal for who he's going to be playing for this summer.
Did you not see the Norwich game?
I honestly
think that Arsenal might struggle to keep hold of him. I think he's going to have a massive, massive Euros, and then suddenly he's going to be on the radar.
I'd agree with Jim, because you think about people like Michael Vorm at Swansea. One of the reasons he looks so good is because he has to pull off a lot more saves. Jussi Jäskeläinen, for years, was heralded at Bolton. I mean, he's come out this week and said he could have gone to United or Arsenal, Real Madrid or Barcelona, but he has to pull off a lot more saves than someone who's behind a better defence. So, I agree that Shaney could come out as one of the better goalies from the Euros. But similarly, I was talking to my colleague Terry this morning, who's an Arsenal season together, that he's very eager for them to sign another goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Really?
So,
yeah, I don't think he's
replacement
good
enough. Of Chesney or
no. Competition, certainly.
Okay.
No. We'll come back to this, because basically, we're going to carry on after the end of the season, we're going to carry on through the Euros, and we're going to put a ban. We're not going to do transfer rumours. We're not going to spend that long on transfer rumours.
We've got to do some transfer rumours.
We're going to do some, but it's not that interesting, is it? And they change it.
Next week we could talk about Hazard
going to like Spurs for 10 minutes. It's just ridiculous. But we will be doing some features. No, definitely won't. So we'll be doing we are going to do our pick. Before the Euro start, we'll do a show where we pick your Euro 2012 11. And between all six of us, we'll come up with our team for the Euros.
It's interesting.
There will be a lot of disagreement with that.
There will be a big good battle.
Interesting you mentioned the Euros though, because something we spoke about a few months ago, but the Football Podcast Euro 2012 song,
yes,
the demo has been recorded, which I'll bring in next week. We haven't done it though. Like I said, it's the demo. It'll be something to listen to. We'll reveal the full song maybe in 2-3 weeks time.
I'm excited.
All it'll take is you lot to be a bit shouting over it.
Who's going to do the edit?
Well, you volunteered to do it, Sean Miller, so...
Right, moving swiftly on, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly, we did our score predictions for Cardiff West Ham last week. Tip of the hat to Mr. Daniel Silva, who got it spot on with his prediction of 2-0. And also, no, 1-0, wasn't it?
No, 2-0.
Oh, it was 2-0, yeah, you're right.
And Gutted didn't put any money on Cissé.
You also said that Cissé would score that night. We're recording this Wednesday as usual, and he scored that night. So, Nostradamus over there. Right, score prediction quickly. We've picked out one game, West Brom v Arsenal. Jay, we'll start with you and we will go round the table. So West Brom v Arsenal.
I'm going 1-1.
1-1.
I'm going 2-1 Arsenal.
2-1 Arsenal we have from Sean Millard, Stuart Hall.
2-0 Arsenal.
2-0 Arsenal, Mr. Coxon.
1-0 West Brom.
Dan?
I'm hoping and praying for a 1-0 West Brom or a 1-0 West Brom.
Okay, I'm going to...
it will be a 1-0 West Brom. I know, I realise what I just said, but that will be a West Brom victory.
I'm going to go 3-1 Arsenal. So we'll keep it abreast of that.
Oh, that would have been a great time again. Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
So has anyone seen the story at Mansfield? Yeah.
Very good.
Speaking of breasts, though, actually, Blackburn Chicken.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, very, very well remembered. Well done. I did like that.
Yeah, that was good.
And, sorry, very quickly, it got broken just as we were... I think you guys might have been
what,
down
the chicken
already.
Did?
No.
I thought your Cooper was going to bite
Blackburn.
His head off.
Paul Hunt, the deputy chief exec of Blackburn's been sacked.
Okay,
supposedly
really?
To do with a letter that he wrote
it's not supposedly,
about
it's
trying
because of the
oh,
letter, because
yeah,
of
letter
he wrote trying to get Keane the sack
in December. but he's gone, which is a bit bizarre. They've just been relegated. I just think that
to be fair, Steve Keane's still confident they're going to get into Europe this season. So
also, right, moving on to the stuff we've got on the website. Stuart has obviously put up the what game was it? Romanian.
Clues.
Sean
derby.
Put up someone doing a moonwalk when he gets.
Sporting Recife. Yeah.
Sporting Recife.
Sean has also promised to put up. Have you seen the Venky advert yet? David Dunn eating chicken.
To the chicken.
It's absolutely amazing.
Okay. It gets devoured by David Dunn.
Sean, can you get that on this afternoon?
Yeah, will do.
That will be on there as you're listening to this as well. Go on the website and check that out. You are going to put the. Zakora found video on, aren't you?
Yes.
Sure? So there's going to be loads of stuff on this, so go on to that. Right, quickly. This is the first of a new little feature we're going to do. The 20 season, Sky 20 season awards were voted on. We've had a look through, we've done our own. This week, the first one is the best match of the 20 seasons.
Can I just say, we don't have 11 weeks to do this, and there's 11 weeks of categories.
No, but there's only 5 that were voted on by the public.
Okay, we'll go for those.
Why don't we have 11 weeks to do it?
Well, because by the time next season starts, it'll be a bit dead.
Well, maybe, but...
redundant.
Like
me.
Andy Carroll. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the games are Liverpool 4-3, 95-96. I think everyone knows about that one. Newcastle 5, Man United 0. Philip Albert with the chip. That one, wasn't it?
I'd been swimming that afternoon. It was terrible.
Liverpool 4-3 was when Colly Moore scored. Was it Colly Moore?
Colly Moore. Barnes to Rush to Colly Moore goal. United win the title. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Spurs 3, Man United 5. They were 3-0 down?
3-0 up at half-time, Tottenham.
Interesting. Two from quite recently. Portsmouth 7, Reading 4.
I don't remember.
Mental, that game.
It was a crazy game. Yeah. I don't think it was the best ever.
No,
it was,
of course not. It's
quality-wise, it wasn't
so many
great.
Goals.
Yeah, it's based
Benjali
on goals.
Benjali scored about 4 or something stupid.
2-2, 2-4-4 results involving Arsenal. The Arsenal Spurs game, which was ridiculous. Yeah.
3-4-4 Arsenal 4 results.
Was that the Fedham? Was that the?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
The Newcastle one as well.
Mm. Sorry, go on, Jay.
Bentley goal.
Yeah,
Bentley goal. Yeah. Liverpool 4, Arsenal 4. I don't
remember that game.
I don't remember this one.
It was when Arshavin scored 4.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a great game. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was a League Cup game.
No. I thought that was a Carling Cup game.
The League Cup game was when Arsenal won 6-3.
Oh, yeah,
and
they smashed them. Yeah, you're
right.
And
Baptista scored 4 and missed a penalty.
That's right.
Julio Baptista.
Yes. That's right. And they played a complete reserve team, didn't they?
Go on.
Man United 4, Man City 3.
Yeah,
big fan of that one.
Very
that's
great
when Bellamy equalised, and then you went.
Bellamy equalised, then little my slowing.
Yeah.
He paid his transfer fee that day.
Yeah.
Newcastle 4, Arsenal great 4, another amazing comeback, which was quite recently. Man United 8, Arsenal 2, and then what's the last one? I can't read that, Mike. I think it's Man U 1,
it's,
Man City 6.
It's Wolves 1, West Brom 5, yeah.
Man U 1, Man City 6. All right, so podcast decision. What are we going for?
See, my personal thought...
I think there's only one that we're all going to really enjoy.
Right, there's one you'll enjoy, but my personal thought, both from a United fan perspective and a non-United fan perspective, is that games where, say, the 8-2 United Arsenal, the 6-1,
yeah,
that's it. They're not great games because one team dominates.
Exactly.
The best games are when two teams really go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, you can't argue with Liverpool Newcastle. Yeah. I mean, I love the United City 4-3.
It was the fact that Newcastle were going for the title.
Both teams were going for it. And
they were both still in for the title race. Exactly. People forget that.
And there was so much riding on it at the time. And
the quote that came with that season was
great. Yeah. And the fact that Kevin Keegan was a
fan. I don't really care.
Man's United 1-6.
In terms of... I agree. All right, let's do a podcast decision of... We'll go for the 4-3 Liverpool-Newcastle from 95-96. But in terms of...
Utter humiliation.
Yeah. No, not quite. Best match, I think, was that.
Is going to win.
The 1-6 game was just probably one of the most...
It was the most
shocking.
Unbelievable.
It was shocking. It was a complete...
For me, obviously, it's the Arsenal-Spurs. Started off with a baby.
Yeah, but I mean,
Bentley
that was end of the season. There was nothing really on it, was there?
No, it wasn't the same.
No, it was start of the season.
Yeah,
I'll tell you one thing that's interesting. There's not a single Chelsea match nominated up there. Chelsea aren't involved in any of the games.
Reading on, which I quite like as well.
Yeah, maybe shows quite how dull Chelsea have been throughout the years.
Controversial.
Oh,
it's true, though.
We haven't been in that many, so I can imagine that's probably why.
Jules don't feature anywhere in the 20 seasons of Premier League, which I'm a little bit concerned about.
Palace 3, Southampton 3 was a good one.
Moment on there should have been when Canton did your phone, but there we go.
Yeah.
We'll move on. We've got a podcast burning question, but we'll leave that for next week.
Okay.
True or false, Mike, is there one?
True or false.
Yeah, we'll keep that for next week. It's rolled on for 3 weeks now. Yeah. It's a rollover. It's a triple rollover. I'm excited.
It's not that I've got a question either, but I'm not coming up with another one.
I've got a very... Just a quick one.
Go on, then.
Melbourne Heart have appointed a new manager.
Oh, okay. Don't tell us now. Keep that for next
week. Jim McGilton.
It's not Jim McGilton, is it?
No, it's not. He's in Australia, Jim McGilton, isn't he? He's got one of the...
It is a classic Premier League player, though, isn't it?
It is a classic Premier League player.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
No.
Go on in. Tell us his name and then give us a bit more info about it next week.
No, I'll leave it till next week.
No. Oh!
I do right. have
You know, we're all just going to Google it.
I'm purposely going to try and not find
it. I also have one for people to look up. There's two cup finals tonight. One of which is the Europa League final, which is Athletic Club versus Atletico Madrid.
Yep.
The other one is the final of Reserves League, which is Aston Villa Reserves versus Manchester United Reserves.
Oh, wow.
Should be very interesting. Yeah. I'm sure you could probably find out on certain websites that we can't approve.
All right, guys, email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Complaints, as always.
Simon Head. Thank you very much.
Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast. As you listen to the show, have a little crack on the website www.footballpodcast.co.uk, because there's loads of decent stuff off there. I will finish with a Roy Hodgson anecdote. Stuart sent me this earlier. Apparently he was caught shoplifting in a kitchen hardware store. The manager actually warned him that he could be arrested and his England career could be over before it's even begun in earnest, and Roy replied, "That's a risk he's willing to take." Huh?
Terrible.
No,
better than yours. Oh. Shut it off.
Better than yours.
Shut it off.
Shut it off. Fair enough.
Jesus Christ.
Bloody whisk.
Let's get a photo quick. Dan, put the tweed on.